And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here's something to make note. Let's see. Eat fresh and eat local at Buffalo Roadhouse Grill. And right now, eat for less. Get $40 to use the Buffalo Roadhouse Grill for just $20. That's right, a 50% savings. Only from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Certainly a good deal. Mr. Beamer, do you have a Facebook or two for us? The question is, the NRA has said to the doctors, stay in your lane. The doctors seem to be creeping toward, we have a responsibility. Yeah, they do have a responsibility, but they also have a responsibility besides gunshots, wounds, and deaths by gunshot. How about a responsibility for deaths by automobile? How about drug overdose? How about alcoholism? How about a lot of things, all right? So we understand that you have a responsibility, and in your mind, you're held in very high esteem by your patients. In fact, I would say the same about priests, held in high esteem, have an unduly high influence on us. And I'm saying that unless a child has some evidence of mistreatment, that you have no right to ask questions about guns. Does your doctor ask you, or does the teacher ask the student or the child about whether there are guns in the home? Because I think that plants something in their mind, too. Why is the teacher asking me this? And what do they do next after they get the information? Suppose they're asking Johnny, who is a normal kid, never had any sense of a problem with Johnny and his parents, and they ask Johnny, okay, does your mom and dad have guns? Yes, they do. They have guns. What happens next? Is there a next movement? What do you think?
Child Protection Services?
Yeah, who knows what it could be. You'd have to show some kind of misuse. If they have them legally, you'd have to find some kind of abuse of the child. And believe me, I think you can find a lot more abusive parents who don't send their kids to school or send them to school without the proper clothing or send them to school without the proper nutrition in the morning or send them to school at all. I think you would find a lot more abuse there than if dad or mom has a registered gun and are responsible gatekeepers for that gun.
You can't even threaten to spank your kid.
No, I know it. Mr. Beamer, give me a couple if you would, please.
I sure will. We'll start with Jim, who said, what if they ask more personal questions like, do your parents watch porn or have sex toys? My point is, the doctors don't belong in my home.
That's right. When we need a doctor, first of all, I didn't know doctors made house calls anymore. Okay? I have a great deal of affection and admiration for doctors. I really do. I've seen a lot of the good work they do. I've seen it at Roswell. We've seen it at Children's. We've seen it in the local office of your doctor. We've seen it all over where they really are there for us. But let's not overstep the bounds, shall we? Let's not have imaginary boogeymen because you're obeying the law and the doctor may not like it. But remember, the gentleman who called just before the break said he's taught a lot of doctors firearm safety and shooting or whatever, and they don't always agree with what their associations want. And we've seen that. I'm sure you've seen it. Do you necessarily fall in lockstep with what your employer wants? Not necessarily. I know we don't. Another one, please, Mr. B.
Should say, Steve says, no, we are becoming a nation of socialists where everyone knows everything. A doctor is there to take care of health issues. Let me worry about my home issues.
That's the way I feel about it, too. I really do. If the doctor has probable cause that there has been abuse in a home involving a child and involving firearms, let the doctor notify the police. Plain and simple. Because that's a crime. But if you philosophically don't think it's a good idea to have a gun around the house, you don't know how that gun is held. Is it in a safe? Is it in a cabinet? Is it unlocked? Is it locked? Is it on the kitchen table while you're having breakfast? You have no idea. And somebody, I would bet a lot of people who have children, especially young children, those kids probably grow up until they're a lot older, not even knowing there's a gun in the house because they're stored properly. And that's the way it should be, yes.
So do I now need to search for a doctor that shares my political views? Because I know my doctor and I don't share the same political views.
That's a good point. That is an excellent point. And do you have to find a doctor that shares the medical association's point of views, which may not be the same as the doctor's?
Here, Doc, here's a questionnaire I'm going to need you to fill out to see if I want you as my doctor.
That's a good point. I like that. I like that. And when they ask questions, the obvious one to me is I have refused maybe 10 times to fill out that do you think you're suicidal thing. That's a federal form. It's there. It's in your doctor's office. You've probably filled it out and not even recognized it because it doesn't start off like there's no giant word of suicide. It starts off like a normal survey would. I don't like to fill out surveys, even with cars. And you know how I feel about cars. I don't like to fill out surveys. But I've read those before, and they start off, you know, oh, okay, this, that. And then they get into it and get into it. I'm not suicidal. I never have been, ever, in my life. There's no need to be. But the bottom line is I don't like that intrusion. And then what do they do? What do they do? They come and say, "Hey, we've reviewed your form, and we think you're right. We think you are mentally deficient." What do they do then? Do they put you in some kind of incarceration? No, you haven't committed any crimes. Do they warn people not to hire you as a school bus driver, or maybe an airline pilot, or things where you have a lot of people's lives in your hand? What exactly do they do with that information? I'd like to know. Do they have an intervention? Do friends and family suddenly show up and break out the cookies and Kool-Aid and see if they can scare you straight? I mean, I don't understand what they do with it. I don't think most people understand. And can it be held against you? Suppose you're up for a government job, and they do a background check, and they check with your physician. And part of what's on file is your suicide form. And they're reading it, well, this looks a little iffy, you know, about foreign intervention and stuff. Maybe we better not hire Smedley. So I'm just thinking there's too many. It's too much of a slippery slope. It really is. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Back after this. Mr. Beamer, before I go back to the calls, why don't you give me a couple of Facebooks, please?
Yes, we have Tom who says, maybe doctors should be more concerned about the damage their pills do. They're responsible for more deaths from addictions than guns in the USA 100 times.
Yeah, if you think about it, I'll go the easy route. Automobile accidents. People who just have accidents because they're not driving safely, but also people who are under the influence of something, under the influence of liquor, under the influence of drugs, under the influence. People driving when they shouldn't be driving. Those are cars. What do you suggest we do with cars? And you have the same thing for drugs, alcohol, and the things that they just pointed out. Good point. It's nice to be socially recognizable that, yes, it's possible that people do get shot and with the misuse of firearms. Yes, that's true. We know that. But they die and they get injured for a lot of other things, too, and you don't seem to be that interested in anything else that we know of right now, and especially the ones committed by the doctors themselves. I love doctors. I respect doctors, but I think there's a limit as to how much I'm going to allow a doctor to kind of peek into the behind-the-scenes activities at my house. I put them in charge of basically my health, my welfare, but the guns, something else for them. One more, please.
Shelley says, a child would say yes during the questioning, but would fail to add details, or say something like, yeah, Dad has a cool gun, he lets me play with it, and never add that it was a water gun. Now the family has to deal with CPS.
Well, that's true. I mean, think about it. That's absolutely true. Plus, it puts in the child's mind, why is the teacher asking me about guns? Now, maybe the teacher hands out a piece of paper and it's got 50 things on it. It says, circle everything that you have at home. It's got a refrigerator and a car and maybe a tree and, you know, a table and a gun. So that's part of a bigger project rather than just asking about guns per se. Maybe that's the way they'd approach it. I'm not really sure. I'm not an educator. But the bottom line is, if you're asking just about guns, that puts something in little Johnny's mind. Why does the teacher want to know about this? We do have it. You want me to bring one in tomorrow, teacher? Remember, kids bring in all kinds of stuff that's questionable.
This is Daddy's Tomahawk missile.
Yes, and Daddy here, this is Daddy's too, and I know he likes it because he laughs every time he uses it. So one could only guess what it is. Let's go to Mike in Wheatfield. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. What do you got for us today?
Well, I don't want anyone to know what kind of guns I have in my house. So I would tell my child, if you're asked that question, to say it's none of their business. Don't answer it. What would the doctor do then? Would he become suspicious? Would he report me? What would happen? It's no one's concern.
I'm with you all the way. That's exactly how I feel. And the bottom line is, he shouldn't be asked that in the first place, unless there's signs of a problem. If there's signs of abuse and it's probable cause type of thing, okay. But beyond that, not just for information. And I'd like to know what they do with that information.
Exactly.
All right. I'm with you. Thank you very much. It really is nobody's business. If you came to my home, you'd have no idea I have guns. Nobody ever has any idea I have guns. I have a permit to carry. Nobody knows what I'm carrying. That's the way it should be.
I don't know, but that sniper tower might be a good giveaway.
See this big bulge in my hip? I gained weight. I ate a pastry in the form of a Kimber 45 Auto.
The Kimber, take a cannoli.
Exactly. After I saw Goodfellas. That's why people say, boy, that Beachy has a strange shape, doesn't he? See, nobody knows. And that's the way it should be, by the way. It should be. I think anybody that wants other people to know is making a mistake. Absolutely. Your best bet is you carry legally, carry where you are allowed to carry, and don't let anybody know you are carrying or not carrying. That's the point right there. And I think responsible owners react like that. Could I have another one, Mr. Beamer?
Of course you can. John talked about what you mentioned a few minutes ago. None of their business. Why not ask if we have a car or an SUV? More people are killed on the highways than with guns. And most of the people killed with guns are illegal guns, so children wouldn't know those are around anyway.
That's a good point. That is an excellent point. But nobody wants, nobody will bring that up. Nobody really wants to talk about that because it doesn't fit their thought process. It doesn't fit the thought process that guns themselves are dangerous, even in the hands of a responsible gun owner. See, that doesn't play to the way they like to think that here's a gun, it's disaster waiting to happen. And it's not. It really isn't. Here is a text at 30930. Once big government gains control of the medical industry, your life will have a health/wellness angle to it, and then bingo.
Everything they want to do is to control our lives, isn't it not?
Oh, yeah. And the best way to control, the most effective way to control is through medical. Absolutely. Whereas they can tell what's going on. They can tell if you're using drugs. They can tell this, that, and the other thing. Medical is the key to knowing these things. And the more information is always the most valuable commodity. That's how they can group things, group people, group costs, and all that. The individual kind of loses his or her individuality when you become part of that major study. I don't know about most gun owners. I've never had a thought of using my gun for a wrongful purpose. Not a thought. Never one time. And I think that's true with most people. But how do you explain that in a survey? It's very dead. What if you're a cop? What if you're a cop and they ask little Mr. Son of Cop about guns in the house? I mean, remember, even cops who have very high stress jobs and carry guns and might at times have to use them. Do you have to explain that to a child? Does the teacher already know that the father or the mother is a cop?
Only when you leave it in a movie theater.
Yeah, that's it. You can get so used to wearing it, so used to having it, that you not only leave it in a movie theater, you leave it in a movie theater during a Disney production.
Yeah.
What was it? I'm trying to remember which. It was a Disney show.
I can't remember what the name
and
of
And it
show.
Was at Shays, I think.
Yes,
and
it was.
And a Buffalo cop was there probably with his or her, we don't know if it was a man or woman, his or her a child, and left it there. I don't know. I know where all my guns are at all times. I would never, ever be that careless with it. But I guess if you get used to it, you get used to it.
I always keep track of my nuclear warheads.
I keep track of cannolis. I like to know where they are at all times.
Just don't have the cannoli that
and
I had.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll never leave it behind.
No.
You went to, without mentioning
well, no name mentioned
you there. Went to an Italian place to get a cannoli and it wasn't a good one?
Yeah, it was brought to me and it was a big-time disappointment because they whipped up the filling. And as far as I know, you don't whip up the
too much air in the filling of a cannoli?
Yeah, it was almost like whipped cream.
Oh, no. That's some amateur's job. You sure you went to the right place?
I don't know.
I think we're going to have to revoke their citizenship. They cannot be Italian if they do that.
Exactly. Drop the vowel.
All right. We'll be back with more with Beach & Company. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Back after this. And we are back with Beach & Company. Now, we get to text. We can't verify whether it's true or not. We take you at your word, and there's some amount of trust involved here. But if this one is true, it's very disturbing. It's a text of 30930. It's not just government. It's big tech. Hancock Life Insurance is now requiring wearing Fitbits for life insurance now. We cannot go down that road. Now, if that's true, and I don't know it is, it's outrageous. You know what? First of all, I would tell them to go to hell. I wouldn't do it. Secondly, if I just decided, well, I got to have it, I must have it, I would attach my Fitbit to something that replicates a human step, and I'd wind it up and go and sleep in a hammock all day. And they say, oh, good, you did 15,000 steps. Good for you. Either of you guys ever use a Fitbit?
No, I have not.
No? How about you, Beamer?
No, I've always considered it, but everything the Fitbit can do through apps on my phone, so it kind of just seems like it's for show.
Well, it does a good job of recording things. She's Bernadette. I saw a woman wearing a Fitbit, and I said, who are you? She said, I'm Bernadette.
It's that woman again.
It's that same woman. Everywhere I go, Bernadette shows up. And I said, it looks like you're wearing a Fitbit. She said, yes, I am. You know why? I said, why? She said, because I'm Bernadette. I'm wearing a Fitbit. I said, how many steps a day do you do? She said, usually 10 to 12,000 steps a day. She said, it also records your sleeping habits, when you were restful, when you were restless, when you were awake, when you were asleep. So it does a lot of that stuff. And that's nice for personal use. But I don't see handing over information, if this is true, to an insurance company is the way I want to go. Well, let's see, Smedley. You didn't do your 10,000 steps a day. We're going to have to increase your premium.
First, it was the thing, the device you plug into your car.
Oh, yeah.
To monitor your driveway.
They're still trying to push that.
Are you accelerating fast? Are you jamming on the
brakes?
Braking
too quickly?
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
Me going too fast? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, they have that. And the commercial shows it like it's a wonderful thing. Hey, I've got this great device for you. You can save money. Oh, yeah, right. That's why they're giving you that device, so you can save money. You know, they don't want to collect more money from you. They want you to save money. Keep in mind, they're a business. Okay? We're going to give you this so you can save money. Whoa. Count me in on that. Geez, I'd like to have that. Why don't you just put an inspector in the back seat and have him ride around with you all day?
Yes.
What the hell's wrong with you? They got, what's her name? The one from Progressive that I hate.
Flo.
Boy, have they run out of Flo stuff.
Oh, please retire her.
Oh, Flo is, she's rode hard and put away wet. I mean, really. Because it was okay for the first few years. But they now it looks like they're just looking for any reason to use Flo in their commercials, and boy, are they making a big mistake.
It's tired. The campaign is
very
spent.
Weary.
You know, Geico has it right, because at any given time, Geico has three different campaigns going on at once, and then they'll retire one, bring one back. Yeah, it's
refresh it.
It's really great the way they do it. But Flo, I hear Flo on my radio. Yeah. It's on TV,
and it's annoying.
It's on every website.
And now she's got, as if one Flo isn't enough.
Oh, her sister.
They've got her as her sister.
Her sister looks just like her.
She should. It's her.
Bicycling
I hate to tell you this, Buzzy. It's the same woman.
Look, Janice, look.
Yeah, come on, Janice. And Janice is supposed to be what, a slut?
I don't know.
Flo stands for good, and Janice stands for sluttiness. So sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. So they don't know what commercial you're looking at any time.
Well, I'll tell you what insurance company is doing a good job with the commercials.
Who?
Farmers.
I think Farmers are excellent.
Great.
Those are we know a lot because we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Those are excellent commercials, and they get the point across. They really do.
Yeah, and you really don't get tired of the campaign.
No, very
it's
well done.
It's been out for a while.
Very well done. But then they used to have commercials that aren't on anymore that I used to love. The AT&T spot with that woman?
Yes.
Oh.
I miss her.
Oh, I miss her, too. She's middle European. She's like Russian bloc, Eastern bloc country.
Isn't she a comedian?
She is. She's a stand-up. And I looked her up once, and she's a stand-up comedian. And she's also she was in several of those comedy troupes.
Mm-hmm.
She's her name is Vanya something.
You know, ones is really losing it is the ones with Aaron Rodgers and his agent.
Aaron Rodgers has been good up to this flight. The agent thing doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't work. But before this, he was good, and I think they viewed him as the same as some previous people. Who were on, you know, super athletes who were on, and he has that charm. He is, and he's a good player,
obviously. Bring back Clay Matthews with him. Those were funny.
Yeah, Clay Matthews was good. Peyton Manning, really. I think Peyton Manning's the best one we've had of all time for celebrity endorsers.
Yeah, and he's still doing a great job.
Because you like Peyton Manning. Even if he killed your team, you still like him.
Now he's writing country songs, traveling with that.
Yeah. So those are some good and bad and ugly commercials. But to think, if that is true, that insurance company has you wear a Fitbit, well, you know why they're doing it? They're doing it to save you money.
Exactly. They care about you.
They want to make sure you're still alive.
And you're healthy, yes.
Oh, yeah. There has to be things that you could attach the Fitbit to that would replicate a human being walking. Or doing something.
Oh, let's see here, Mr. Beach. You had a Big Mac. Whoa, this is going to cost you.
You know what would be good? Put it on an egg beater. And then, you know, just hit the switch. I think, oh, my God, this guy is incredible. 50,000 steps he did today. You see, there's got to be
a
way around that stuff. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 on WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and let's go to Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. What concerns me, and I agree with you, that the NRA is on the right step here in keeping the, say that the other one should stay within where they're going. But the point that I wanted to raise was, what happens if the medical profession determines that hate speech is something that would encourage someone to act out in a certain way? And then if someone's determined to have hate speech, like if their social media is monitored, maybe they want to come for their guns then. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, slippery slope is written all over things like that, whereas there's no direct cause and effect. You did this, it was caused by that. Now they want to attach all kinds of things to any apparent behavior differences, and I'm sure that they'd like to tie in some of these to just owning guns, let alone a responsible use over a long period of time. So, yeah, I think something like that is a concern. I'd like to know what the next step is, because they never tell you. What's the next step? If they read that questionnaire, for instance, in the doctor's office about suicide, and they say this looks like a possible person who might commit suicide, what do they do after that? I'm curious. Thank you. I wonder if that is turned over to somebody. Suddenly, do you get a call at your home? Does your doorbell ring? Is somebody there? We're here to help. I don't know. And what is a doctor supposed to do? Now, if a doctor is supposed to just collect the information, what is it and what use is it until it comes time to use it? For instance, suppose you fill it out and then for some reason you get into some kind of trouble later. It can be actual illegal trouble. It can be emotional trouble, whatever. Does that give the authorities the right to go to your medical file and say, well, this was clear. Look at how he was filling out this form at this time in his life.
Maybe I should have my lawyer read and check out anything I have to fill out from now on.
That's not a bad idea. It really isn't. Yeah, your lawyer, you get the good house rate, too. You get the in-house rate. Because I'm serious. How do they use these things afterwards? Somebody here suggested, I was told by my doctor that they ask all those questions to project the cost of health care for the future for people like me, signed Bill. Well, I don't know. So you're depressed one day, but depression and suicidal aren't necessarily the same thing. I think we all get, and normal just feeling sad or down isn't like clinical depression. So I wonder what they do. Okay, you filled out this form. It indicates that you're depressed. I got to raise my rates. How does that? That doesn't work, does it? Here's one, and I like this one because this one is my line of thinking. As a public school teacher, I beg you, please don't make us assume yet another role. Please don't make us responsible and accountable for something else private. And that's true. I mean, the best examples are the Buffalo School District teachers. They must be angels, many of them, simply because, you know, you grow attached to the students that you teach every day, and you see some of them come in without a warm coat on, a day like this, or without gloves, or without boots in a storm. Or you know they're hungry, you can tell. Luckily, you have some food programs in the school able to help you out with that, but they come in without the proper things to start school supplies. They don't have that. So there's many, many areas where you can see that their parents, the people that brought them into this world, aren't really caring that much about making sure that their educational opportunities are embraced.
Their parents, they don't care anything with the child. Like you said many times, their job was
to have sex,
indeed, and the child was born, and now their attitude is, well, I'm stuck.
Yeah, have sex, that's it, and then dad has disappeared, mom is on to the next uncle, and that's the way it works. So basically, I don't know of what use those things are. Obviously, if you're about to do something rash, dramatic, that's different than just a regular questionnaire. But I don't know. Next time I see my doctor, because I think my doctor's great, I asked about the forms once when I said I'm not going to bother filling them out. He said they were federal. That's all I asked. They didn't ask me on that. But I think next time I will ask me.
Yeah, maybe
that.
We should put on there and have the child fill it out. Did mommy and daddy feed you this morning? Did you have appropriate clothing to wear
on a
cold day?
Good one. Yeah. How come you came to school today with just a short sleeve shirt and it's 20 below zero? Yeah, and see what they do with that. Do they go and round up dad and mom and say, what the hell are you doing?
Does mommy have a different uncle sleeping over?
Yeah. How many uncles do you have? That kind of thing. Do they like to stay over late after the Tonight Show? So, I mean,
were you up all night playing Fortnite?
Yeah. So those are good questions. Instead of figuring out on the Fitbit how many steps mom took, make sure mom's healthy, that you're healthy. Donna in Cheektowaga. Donna, you're on WBEN.
Hi, yes. When you're looking for a way to outsmart any kind of technology, what you do is you ask a kid because they always know.
They do, yes.
My kids had a project to do, and they had to wear a Fitbit for an amount of time, and they were just shaking it all the time.
Yeah, kids always know a way around it. They really do. And Fitbits, if you're using them for your own use, they're very effective and very accurate, too. But so right. I'll take it from your kids. Just shake them, shake them, shake them. Thank you. Yeah, they measure your steps. They measure your sleep. They measure how much you've been rested. I'd be interested in even buying you a Fitbit, Buzzy, because Buzzy's always buzzing. You never stop.
No, I got a lot of stuff to do, and I like getting it done.
Have you ever had a Fitbit on?
I haven't. No, I actually have an app that counts my steps.
Oh, you do have an app?
Yeah.
Because I was going to buy you a Fitbit just to see, because I bet you're off the chart with that stuff.
Jeannie has one. She uses it.
How does she like it?
She likes it.
Oh, yeah. They're very effective.
She's big into fitness.
Yeah. They're very good. You know what? You know what? If she's really into fitness, tell her this. It only happens like on November 10th and 11th. Leaves. Collecting leaves.
She's doing that today.
From the yard. Is she doing it?
Yeah. Her and the kids are allegedly going to go into the yard and rent.
Good, because that'll show up on her Fitbit.
They're
leaves. And then for every leaf she does, you won't have to do a leaf.
And I'm into fitness, too. I'm into fitness, this whole large pizza into my mouth.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, by the way, I know somebody, I won't say who, I know somebody who is going to do something special and wants to collect leaves. To make it part of the special event that he's participating
in. Go in my backyard. There's plenty.
I thought of you right away.
Yeah.
Because he said, yes, and we got to get leaves and punch holes in them.
That was my day yesterday.
You were punching holes in leaves?
No, raking, cutting.
Well, I got someone that might
want them from my gutter.
Yeah. We know somebody that might buy them from you.
Yeah, we got plenty.
Okay.
A lot.
Charge them top rate.
About 39 barrels.
He wants to buy leaves.
You
know, they're really shortage. You know, when you go out in the, like Wyoming County, they have like roadside stands with leaves. And you can buy all the leaves you want. Well,
help yourself.
You're going to like this one. Here it comes. I'm going to take my leaf and see you tomorrow.
I'm leaving the show right
oh,
now.
Oh, you're leaving. Oh, that's good, I think. See you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930. Don't forget, the trip will be announced on the air next Monday at 9 a.m. if we haven't sold it out at the party first. Okay, we'll see you then.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.